Private gun ownership. America's infatuation with weaponry is perhaps best exemplified by how many private citizens own guns. The U.S., despite having less than 5% of the world's population, has roughly 35 to 50% of the world's civilian-owned guns. Yet it's not at all clear from the global statistics that private gun ownership can be equated with violence. The countries with the third and fourth highest rates of gun ownership may be unexpected. Switzerland and Finland, which have some of the lowest crime rates in the world. A similar link between gun ownership and reduced crime can be found in FBI statistics, which showed only one gun-related homicide during 2012 in Alabama, a state lenient on firearms, versus 1,304 such deaths in California, a state with some of the strictest gun laws. Chicago is another prime example of the ineffectiveness of gun control laws. Despite some of the most stringent anti-gun laws in the nation, Chicago led the nation in shootings in the first 6 months of 2014, with more than 1,100. During the July 4, 2014 weekend alone, there were 84 shootings and 14 homicides in Chicago. Yet the corporate mass media failed to inform the public that Chicago, with some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, routinely has more shooting deaths than other cities that recognize a citizen's natural right of self-defense by allowing them to freely and openly carry a personal defense weapon. In recent years, school shootings have provided another talking point for both sides of the gun control debate. Those in favor of more stringent gun control cite the spate of recent shootings as evidence of our need for stricter restrictions. Meanwhile, pro-gun groups argue that such shootings would decrease if would-be shooters knew that every school contained a teacher, coach, or principal who was trained and armed. In years past, many students, particularly in the South and West, carried guns to school, most often in the racks of pickup trucks for after-school hunting. According to former Attorney General Eric Holder, the yearly average of mass shootings in the U.S. tripled in recent years from an average of 5 per year between the years of 2000 and 2008 to 12 mass shootings just in 2013. Researchers at Harvard University in October 2014 reported that mass shooting incidents have increased threefold since 2011. They said, on average, a mass shooting took place every 64 days during this period, compared with an average of every 200 days in the years from 1982 to 2011.